And we'd get up at 4 o'clock of morning because we had cows to milk and things like that, but I couldn't milk them all and take care of everything by myself.
Uh-huh.
And we'd get up 4 o'clock of morning, he'd milk the cows for me while I cooked breakfast. Then he'd go off to work. It took him about an hour's drive to go
good
into
gracious.
Atlanta. And I said, well, our work was never done, really.
I bet it was.
Those were the good old days, though.
Well, y'all must have gone to bed early to be able to get up at 4.
Well, he did, but you know, with a crowd of children,
yeah.
You can't hardly go to bed whenever you want to.
Mm-hmm.
And I let my children sleep late when they were very small because I think it's essential that a baby gets its rest.
Mm-hmm.
And I kept the children quiet when they were out of school and at home, you know, for them to sleep. And they'd kind of sleep late of a morning, then I'd lie down during the day whenever I could catch a nap.
Try to recuperate.
Yes, that's right. My son, to this day, my baby boy, and he's 18 years old, he can go out and come back of a night. And you know, I hear that front door. I hear hits. I don't care how easy he comes in that door. I hear that door. And he said, Mother, are you awake? That's the first thing he'll say when he comes through my room. Mother, are you awake? And I'd say, you know I never go to sleep till the last one of you come in this
Isn't
house.
That's right. Does Mr. hear him too?
No, my Lord. He snores. He's a heavy sleeper, and he don't hear him because he can sleep. His mother said when he was small, they missed him and got to looking for him.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, he had his feet in the creek and was sound asleep laying up on the bank.
You
that's why he went to sleep in the big barn down here when he was a child. Went to sleep in the hayloft when he had fed the mules. And they got out a search party looking for him. They got so frightened as everybody called him, you know. And they got out a search party. Granny said when he come down out of that loft, she said, if I hadn't been so proud to see him, she said, I guess Donna whipped him. She said, that's how sound he could always sleep.
Oh, gosh, he really is a good sleeper. Today is what?
Wednesday.
So Tuesday would have been?
Yesterday.
If somebody came on Sunday, the last Sunday, if he came a week earlier than last Sunday, you might say he came...
Sunday is a week.
Week ago.
Sunday is a week ago.
If he's going to leave next Sunday, how would you say that?
I'd say he's going to leave in a week.
Okay.
I don't get some of them questions.
And Thursday is what?
Tomorrow. After the day.
You might say that the farmers got a pretty good crop last year, but they are not going to get such a good one
this year.
And if it's 10:45, what time would you say it is?
It's in the morning.
Well, how would you say that?
10:45 a.m.
Can you think of any other way you could say 11:45?
That'd be a quarter of 12.
Okay. And can you think of another way to say like 7:30?
Half past. That's the way you old people used to tell the time, half past.
Oh, really?
That's when the clock struck. Most all the clocks would strike on the hour and the half hour, mm-hmm. You know.
I love those clocks that do that. Do you have one of those?
Yes, I have one, and it still runs, but it's so old and it makes such a noise till I don't... wind it up and run it very much. I wind it a lot and run it just to keep it running. It will run, but it has a loud tick to it.
If something happened on this day last year, you would say it happened
a year ago.
Okay. When you look up in the sky, especially today, there are lots of what?
Clouds.
On a day when the sun is shining, then there are no clouds, you would say this is a real
beautiful or pretty day.
On the opposite kind of day, what would you say?
I'd say this is terrible, not cloudy.
Okay.